following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Anita Hiles works coast to coast with Realty Executives. She is an award-winning top producer that has been voted Bold City Best Realtor in 2015 and 2016. And she's opened her own real estate office in Jacksonville and Fernandina Beach, Florida. Anita is a retired law enforcement police officer from Southern California, where she serviced for 25 years. Anita has a son, James, who has been serving our great country in the U.S. Army for over 11 years. Now Anita has joined the WBOB team for all things real estate. This is Rapid Fire Real Estate. Here's Anita Hiles.
Good afternoon and welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at AnitaHiles.com. And today I have my favorite person on earth is Roger Henderson.
Favorite person on Wednesdays at 2.
From 2 to 3.
The rest of the week, no.
I do love you.
And thank you.
I was listening to you. You have a full day. I mean, you're up like at 4 in the morning because you have to be on the Ed Dean show first thing and be of course, bright, shiny, and
We're things to do before the show starts.
Correct.
So he actually gets here at 4. I get here around 5.
Yeah, that's crazy to me. But, so you go all morning, and then you get me in the afternoon.
Yes, just on Wednesday, though.
Just on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. And then we also have Betty Layton from Realty Executives, and she's my top producer. She's here today, going to help me with the show. And so we're kind of excited. It's the Christmas season. It is the holiday season, and a lot going on in this town.
Mm-hmm. Have you done shopping yet?
No.
No?
No. I stopped going to any mall or store once Thanksgiving.
You are not unusual in that there is a big push right now with people shopping online as opposed to going to the store. You know, most people do a mix of both. But there's a lot of online shopping, and then even the online shopping, a lot of people do it right from their iPhone or their Android phone.
Sure. And my whole family is in Southern California, and so there's no reason for me to go to a store, really. I mean, I buy gifts for a few people here, mm-hmm. but I could do that online.
But if you want to buy something for somebody in California, the shipping directly to them, it makes more sense for me.
Uh-huh. I'm all about shopping local. And doing all of that locally. I just don't really do a whole lot for Christmas. So I have a rule that once Thanksgiving hits, I don't even get close to the town center. I don't even get close to any type of shopping.
As we get closer to Christmas, though, the parking and the traffic over that area, as well as many of the other shopping areas, really ramps up.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you're going there to shop, you'll be probably slowed down a little bit
if you
drive near it.
But yes, if my family was here and I had more things, I would definitely be shopping local and doing all that stuff. But I really don't. The office knows this, right, Betty?
Oh, yeah.
I really just pretend Christmas isn't here.
Really?
I hate to sound like the Scrooge because I'm not. But it's just, it's a difficult time when you're away from your family.
Yeah.
So I just try to, I work straight through and I crack the whip. And so,
look at Betty nodding her head.
Has
she cracked the whip on you?
She does crack the whip.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yeah, so it's like, it's such a busy time. A lot of people think that we're not busy during the holiday season. It's so not true.
Really?
It is our busiest time of year in real estate.
Is it normal busy or is it a different busy?
This is normal busy.
So it's not like you're preparing for something else. Okay.
A lot
of people move into a new home at Christmas time, huh?
Well, because when you hear those realtors to tell you that it's not busy, it's because we're taking all their business.
I see. Okay.
It's the truth.
Okay.
Because it's all a frame of mind. If you tell yourself you're not going to be busy, you're not going to be busy.
Is there any type of financial or tax incentive to purchasing a home now versus waiting till after the year?
Yes, because they can apply, if they close prior to and move into their home prior to December 31st, they can apply for their homestead exemption and have it apply in 2019 versus waiting for the following year.
Yeah, so for the whole year, although they've only been in the home for a month, a few days in some cases, mm-hmm. they get the entire year of credit.
Yes, okay. Yes. So they can apply for it and have it go into effect this year.
Mm-hmm.
Not this year. I should say 2019.
Right.
Versus waiting until 2020.
And if people are going to get a mortgage, which most people do, with yes. the interest rates ticking up every time you blink your eyes, the sooner the better, right?
Sure, sure. You know, every once in a while, it's not a good thing. But, you know, when the person before you, you know, maybe their taxes are super, you know, cheap because they've lived there forever. But that's very rare. So it's always good, you know, to get that homestead exemption. And we've sold a lot of homes because people want that. So we've been busy getting those people in their homes mm-hmm. Right away. So that's awesome. Now, we had some great things happen this weekend. We had some great football. Oh, my God. It's like awesome, awesome football. That's what's great about everyone trying to win.
You're a Jaguar fan?
Of course I am.
Okay, just check.
I wasn't going to talk about that game.
We had great football.
Well, that was a Thursday night. We don't count that game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah, Thursdays don't count.
Okay.
Effective right now.
All right.
Now we're still talking about Miami.
In fact, Ed Dean and I, we were just chatting about an hour ago, had lunch, and, you know, I was just saying, you know, it's better to at least have a team. We know you're eventually going to turn things around. And I just appreciate the fact that we do have an NFL team in the city. When many cities don't even have a team.
Absolutely.
As opposed to, you know, okay.
And it's the time for Hot, Hot, Hot Properties by Betty Layton.
All right, so we got some properties to talk about. We got three of them today. First one is 14 Avalon Drive in Palm Coast, Florida. That zip code is 32137. It's a beautiful property. It's a 3.5 with just over 1,900 square feet. It is on a lake, but it also has your private beach access. It's absolutely a gorgeous home. You got to check it out. And it is listed at 384.9. Our next home we have is over in Highland Glen, another beautiful property. It's off of pretty much Beach and Kernan Boulevard. The address on that property is 13085 Sir Rogers Court South, and that's in the zip code of 32224. That property is a 4.5, and it's at just over 2,500 square feet, and that's listed at 4.295. Great community. It's a gated community. Just a beautiful property. You got to check that out. And we have one more for you. It's 9864 Eve Drive North, and that is in the 32246 zip code. That's listed at 132, and that's a 3.1 at 1125 square feet. It's been freshly painted, interior, exterior. And it is a ready to move in. If any of these properties sound appealing, just give me a call, Betty Layton, at 904-838-8743.
And can they contact you through Anita's website as well?
Sure. Okay.
Yes, and I have a website. My website is bettylayton.net. And again, my number is 904-838-8743.
Awesome. That last property you talked about, which one was that? Was that Eve?
Eve Drive, yes.
Yeah, that's a steal.
It is. It is. And, you know, you can either have as a first-time home buyer or just a owner-occupant, or it's been a great investment property for the past owner. He's had it rented the past 3-4 years, and it stays constantly rented. So whatever you're looking for to purchase, it can go either way.
And we're happy to say that Mariner's Point.
Yes, my nice one there in Mariner's Point, the
pool home.
Marina community, a pool home. We just got under contract. So cash offer. It's really exciting. The sellers are very excited about that, and we're ready to close on that property.
That sounds perfect to me. And, you know, we have a new producer on the show, don't we?
Yeah, Andre is in the building. Hey, Andre. Andre comes to us with a lot of experience. He runs things for the Jaguars games here on WBOB.
Does he?
Yes.
Oh, he didn't tell me about that.
Yeah, he pushes the buttons and turns the knobs.
Well, say a couple of things before we go to commercial here, at least, because I love his voice.
Yeah.
It's like, talk to me, Andre. Talk to me.
So Anita's from, we'll let it go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. And where are you from?
I'm from Mexico.
Yes, I love that accent. You can talk to me anytime.
Well, Anita is from Southern California, so you spend a lot of time hanging out in Mexico when you were
coming
up.
That's right. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And do not turn the dial, because when we come back, we are going to tell you why real estate sucks. So stay tuned. Don't turn that dial, and you're on WBOB.
Feel free to call in, too, at 904- 1-800-222-TALK.
That's right.
Perfect.
Congratulations. You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Is it time for a new roof? Get your roofing job done right. Call Sears Roofing right now for a free in-home estimate. That's Sears Roofing. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. Call Sears Roofing right now. 1-888-990-2233. That's 1-888-990-2233. 1-888-990-2233. Sears.
Children know how he came to life one day. Major shout out to Andre trying to give Anita some Christmas cheer here.
Yes, yes.
Who's Miss Bah Humbug?
Yes, we might have a few hiccups today, but you know, it's everybody has a first day, right? We've all been there. So what's great, we didn't get a chance to talk about it, but I wanted to talk about the Miami game, right, Betty? I mean, that Miami game was the last, what, 7 minutes?
7 seconds.
7 seconds.
Seconds. So New England is up by 5, I believe. Don't quote me on my numbers here. But I believe Miami or New England was up by 5, and they have to, there's like 10 seconds left. And so, of course, New England has to kick the ball off back to Miami. So Miami has the ball, 7 seconds left. I want to say they were probably at their own 35, 40-yard line.
I love it when ladies love sports, though, by the way.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And, of course, you know, we know Betty's the only way that Miami's going to score is, you know, all these different back laterals, right?
Yeah, I saw the highlights of it. That was so cool.
Well, it happened. And he threw a pass downfield, and then, you know, they back lateraled it twice. And, of course, ended up their running back, Kenyon Drake, ended up scoring a touchdown. The funny thing was they had Gronkowski out there on defense, which is their big, big, big tight end.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of stumbled over his feet, and he was not able to make the tackle, like, at the five-yard line, and Miami won. Mm. And it was just incredible.
It was.
Now, are
it was
you normally good. A Miami Dolphins fan or no?
Oh, no, no. I just like watching sports. You know, we play that fantasy football and stuff, so I have to watch all the games, make sure my players are doing well.
I can't play fantasy football, and the reason why is that it forces you to cheer against your own team. I just can't see myself doing that.
I did it one year,
and I was so conflicted.
Well, I try not to play anybody against Jacksonville.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah, and, you know, the cool thing about all that, I mean, we're always happy when somebody beats the Patriots, I think.
Absolutely.
That's always a good day.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, it was a good weekend of football, which was pretty good. And last night I went to a Christmas gathering over at Dreamfinders. You know, there's a house in the stadium that people can go through. It's like an open house.
Okay.
You can see Dreamfinders. You know, they're a builder. And so they have a sample of one of their homes there.
So they have like a model home inside of TII Bank Field.
That's correct.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I haven't
right
gone
off
to,
of gate four.
Okay.
So
mm-hmm.
if people want to go through it, it's a beautiful house. You want to, it's been there every game, and I think they change it out every year to a different home, but.
How did I miss that? I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah, it's on the east side, and
see, that's
through
the thing.
Through gate four. And so last night they had a gathering just to thank people in real estate, and and I got lucky last night and won the drawing.
Oh, really?
And so I won Jack's club seats for the last game of the year, which is this Sunday for the Jags.
Perfect.
And for the Jags against the Skins. So I'm like totally excited about that I get to go to the last game. So
okay. Yeah.
So it was a good it was worth going, right, Betty?
We had a lot of fun.
Are you gonna take Betty with you?
Yeah, she's already going.
Well, I'm already going. I bought my son and myself two club seat tickets. Prices were very low.
So you're not gonna be able to sit together then?
We'll
be in the same area. Yeah,
right.
I normally would take Betty because she is my top producer. So, you know, anytime I get tickets and stuff, I always take Betty because I know she appreciates sports.
And she's your bestie, too.
And she's that, too, and she's my bestie. So it works out pretty sweet. It's a win for all. Well, we've got a lot going on in real estate and besides, you know, Jags football. But a lot of people think that we're slow this time of year, and it baffles me. It really does. You know, people think, you know, it's the holiday season. I'll wait and put my house on the market after January. I took two new listings just this morning before I got here. So the market is hot still. And Betty will definitely agree with the fact of how busy we are. But one thing we want to talk about before we head into this, because with how busy we are, there's sometimes things that go awry. And we have a situation, and we're going to talk about why real estate sucks, our short little segment of when we tell you a story about what went wrong. And because a lot of people don't realize there's so many hats, you know, there's so many things that everything has to fall together to make this get to the closing table. And a lot of people think it's just putting a for sale sign out front, you know, and we look all cute and pretty. And, you know, we do an occasional open house and have people come through and, you know, make the house smell like cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not like that at all. And Betty has a little story, and she's going to read you a text that she got from her client. This was some time ago. This was some time ago, but here's an example of what happens. So go for it, Betty. Read us this text that you got. It was about a month ago before you closed this deal. But
right. And, you know, we have an estimated closing date on our contracts, and that's always an estimated closing date. It can close on that date. It can close before that date. But if we have to close after that date, we have to do an extension. And a lot of times that happens, a lender doesn't have all the required documents they need, depending if it's a VA loan, FHA, any sort of loan. You know, sometimes we do, you know, the lenders get behind as well and need stuff. So I received a text from my seller. She was just very upset because it looks like it was that we had to actually extend closing for the second time back then. And she's just like, sorry, so please, please call him and tell him that everything is going to be out of the house and that I plan on closing tomorrow. Again, this was a text back about a month ago. And he cannot change this again because if they change, they're going to pay me all the wage losses. You can only cancel closing one time. And if they do it again, then that's their loss. They don't have anything to do with, like I said, downtime's over. You're one of a kind, but you know how that I thank you. And anyway, she's just very, very rattled because we had to extend it for a second time. And she doesn't realize that.
Well, too, at the time you got this, she didn't know that it's going to be extended. When she first sent this, and it was kind of, you know, here she wants her wage us to pay
her wage loss.
Her wage loss.
Why was she expecting that?
Well, I'm not quite sure. I think she just doesn't understand.
Because her house didn't sell.
Well, I think she ended up taking some time off. She's self-employed, I believe, and so she took time off to get the house prepared and get it to move it to move herself out. And so she just feels that it is the responsibility of the buyer since we were delayed. And sometimes real estate can be very difficult on the real estate, on the agent's part, because you're trying to explain how things work to that seller. Even though you had explained to her prior to listing their home, it gets difficult sometimes when things don't go as planned.
Yes, and didn't she also say that she was going to... I don't know, something about it. I don't know. I think we needed just to tell her she needed to take a chill pill. Because unfortunately, sometimes at the end, and a lot of, like in this situation, you were waiting for the buyer to come up with some water testing and then something, I think, from the termite or pest control.
Right,
company.
Just to make sure all the buildings on the property, not just the dwelling, mm-hmm. but all the buildings on the property to have that okay from the inspector. So we were just waiting on two documents, and it just took...
And it's out of our control.
Yeah, it's out of our control. Mm-hmm. And all you can do is try to explain that to your clients and calm them down to say, listen, it's going to close. Just may need an extra day or two and maybe a few days, but just sit tight. We're close to the finish line.
Very often, though, people, they do the timing on when they're moving out of their previous home. They try to time it out perfectly. And when that happens, what do people do? They stay at a hotel with relatives, friends, what?
Sometimes that happens, yes. Okay.
That is so tough because mm-hmm. we hear the brunt of it. And we get it. We totally get it because, we want our closing date to be a closing date.
Well, especially when those sellers are now trying to do a simultaneous closing on their next property,
right.
And then all of a sudden you get delayed on your selling your home, mm-hmm. and that just puts everything into a frizzy, frenzy, and everything now gets delayed. It's kind of
have probably a 90% chance that your closing date is not going to be your closing date.
Okay.
And so we like to tell people that your closing date is, let's just pick a date, December 18th. Give or take 7 days.
Okay.
That's what I always tell
them. And normally we're going to give them a 3-day warning because you have to get those CDs out, those disclosures out 3 days prior to closing. So once we know that's out, then we can tell our sellers, oh, yeah, you're good to go.
Okay.
You can start moving out, getting it prepared for that walkthrough.
Exactly. But it's all worth it. When you got the keys to your new place and you're making memories in a brand new home for you.
Yes.
Sometimes a brand new home for anyone. The temporary inconvenience that the 7 days or so created is well worth it, right?
That's correct. And so usually by the time we're at the closing table, everybody forgets about these little, humps and little hurdles we've had to go over. And so we're usually ready to go. And I'm ready for my music.
Okay. Well, we are up against a break, which means we have to take a break for news. But if you have a question or comment, the experts are here. Anita and Betty, 904-222-TALK is the number. 904-222-8255.
Stay tuned, and we'll be right back on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen has been sentenced to 3 years in prison. That's for a number of charges involving his time with the Trump campaign back in 2016. France's interior minister says that the suspect in the deadly attack on the Christmas market in Strasbourg has had a long criminal record. With his first conviction at the age of 13, he was also on the government's radar as a possible Muslim extremist. British Prime Minister Theresa May told Parliament today that she'll fight any plans by her political foes to drive her from office, saying that would be bad for the country. May is under fire mostly from those opposed to the Brexit, the terms of which must still be ratified by Parliament if it's going to take place by March of next year, as currently scheduled. U.S. consumer prices were unchanged in November. That was best performance since prices actually fell 8 months ago. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you've ever wondered why some jewelry stores and department stores always have a sale going at 50 to 75% off, there's a good reason. Because most of the time, they're not real sales. The prices are marked up so they can sell the piece at a big discount and still make the profit they need. If you wanted to find a realistic sales event, the store wouldn't run a year-round sale and the discounts would be a little more realistic. For example, Underwoods puts all of our diamond solitaire necklaces and ear studs on sale in December at 15% below the prices we sell at the rest of the year. So there's a genuine savings to the customer. We also take trade-ins, so it's the ideal time to buy for someone looking to grow their pendant or ear studs up to a larger size. Now at Underwoods, we don't run a lot of sales, but when we do, they're real and a good time to buy. So come see us at Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Wednesday, December 12th at 7 p.m., it's the Jacksonville Icemen versus the Orlando Solar Bears at Veterans Memorial Arena. Thursday, December 13th at 7:30 p.m., enjoy the Trans-Siberian Orchestra 2018 at Veterans Memorial Arena. And Friday, December 14th through Sunday, December 16th, the Jacksonville Symphony presents the first Ghost Nutcracker at the Times Union Center for the Performing Arts. Check online for daily showtimes.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Single-family houses and apartments are the key to passive income, a.k.a. retirement. No one knows this better than America's most successful investor educator, national radio host, self-made multimillionaire, CEO, and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley. Meet Del's team live in Miami, one day only, at the DoubleTree by Hilton Grand Hotel Biscayne Bay, Saturday, December 15th from noon to 4. Attend for free. Register at retireinfiveyearsorless.com. That's retireinfiveyearsorless.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at retireinfiveyearsorless.com.
Does your well water leave brown rust stains on clothes and fixtures? Does it smell bad? Get rid of it all with the HydroCare Iron 300X. HydroCare's multi-stage process gets rid of iron, sulfide, and odors. HydroCare is an easily installed, compact system without tanks, backwashing, or servicing, and only costs $799. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit goodclearwater.com. goodclearwater.com.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen and all his reindeer pulling on the rain.
Bells. And we are back with Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Your website, Anita?
Yes, I am easy to find at Realty Executives or at AnitaHiles.com.
Okay.
So we are glad to be back, and Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and season's greetings. We love it. We love it. I love this season. I'll admit it here. I know my mom's the only one that listens. So
you think so? No.
I joke.
Okay.
That I've got one listener, and she's my mama.
I was going to ask you, being in Florida, Sunshine State, do you miss the snow? But Southern California didn't have any either, did it?
God, I don't know what snow's like. Okay. No. Snow in Big Bear is not really snow.
You've never spent Christmas in the snow before, have you?
I will never spend Christmas in the snow.
Really? Okay.
I'll spend it on the sand all year round.
Little inside Roger stuff, info. I was born in Chicago, so our winters were brutal. And on Christmas Day, when I was only, 8 years old, 9, we moved on Christmas Day to the U.S. Virgin Islands. So on that same day, we're in a blizzard.
I'm jealous.
And then later on that afternoon, I'm in the tropics.
That's awesome.
That was for the first time, too. And that was a lot of fun. And then I spent years and years, green Christmas, whole cultural experience, a lot of fun down there.
Yep. Yeah. I do like it. I don't even land where there's snow. So when I travel, sometimes we'll stop in Chicago with the flight. We'll stop in Chicago and then from there go someplace. No.
You don't step outside the airport just to look around?
No. And I don't land in Chicago. No, not this time of year. I'll be stuck there for days.
I take the position.
I'll be like that Hallmark, Christmas movie where she's stuck in the airport trying to get home for Christmas. And maybe I'll find my love of my life.
Maybe
right?
You will.
At the airport. Maybe I should go.
May change
a lot.
That's
what I was going to confess to. It's like, I have watched every single Hallmark Christmas movie.
You're definitely wife material then.
Yes.
Women love the Hallmark channel for some reason.
I love it this time of year. It just gets you in the season.
Okay.
And what happened is it got me craving Christmas cookies because everyone I see, they're all in the kitchen, with the Christmas music going, the whole family's in there right. And they're all making Christmas cookies. And so we're actually having an open house at our office next Tuesday between 1:30 and 4:30 for people who want to drop by at Realty Executives at Beach and Kernan. We are on the Kernan side of the Public Center there at Beach and Kernan. And between 1:30 and 4:30 on the 18th, since I want Christmas cookies, we're going to have Christmas cookies and eggnog.
Okay.
So I'm excited about that. I'll finally get some because I don't bake. So, but I have friends that do. I course them all into baking.
Betty will be bringing cookies because she's...
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I can tell you bake cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Ask her husband, Lon. Lon will be in the kitchen.
Okay.
Probably.
Lon's my cook. I even have him watching the Hallmark channel, too, so.
Right. See, you watch it, too. I love it. They say it's the number one show this time of year, but, you get some great ideas. Some great home ideas from that as well, how they decorate their homes and stuff. You get a lot of, so I'm not one to really decorate the office, but I did decorate the office this year a little bit. And
it doesn't look too shabby.
No, I thought it looked fine. And then, so I even got a Christmas tree. It's only, two feet?
About 3 feet tall.
Yeah.
That's all we need.
We have two of them here at the Salem Center.
Yeah, and I got that for
one on each floor.
It's nice. So I got a 2 feet little Christmas tree for my house. So, but we're talking about today is, some difficulties sometimes that we have before we get to the closing table.
Mm-hmm.
And we do try hard. We try our very, very best to get closing on the day that it's supposed to. But, it's educating the public and the clients that it's not all the time going to close. That's our target.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's give or take.
Do you hear horror stories, Anita, with people who have decided to forego using an agent, a realtor, and handling it themselves and having more complications happen than they probably could have?
They do. There's so much into putting the deal together and making sure. And I'm sure there's some people that are out there that know what they're supposed to do. But for the most part, they don't, and then the people purchasing it probably don't either, and so a lot of times inspections don't get done, and due diligence doesn't get done, and seller disclosures don't get shown. And so there's, you know, there's
and very often, yeah, the seller may be selling it way below market value, but has no idea.
Sometimes. I had one of those, yeah.
Or maybe the buyer's paying way more than they should be paying for it.
Yeah, I had a buyer on a house down at, I believe it was Neptune. It could have been Jack's, but I think it was Neptune Beach. And appraisal came in at $100,000 more. Yep. And that's what happens sometimes when a person does a FSBO, and it's not my job to tell them. Mm-hmm. So my buyer got a great deal at Neptune Beach quite a few years ago.
Okay.
They're loving me today.
All right.
Yeah, moved into a house with $100,000 worth of equity in it.
So certainly worth the investment to bring a realtor.
Yeah, or if you're going to sell your house and you know, most FSBOs are actually overpriced. It's like, you know, pay $300 to get an appraisal done. So that way you can market your house properly. Mm-hmm. Because it'll sell quickly and at fair market value, now, and that's what you want.
Now, the city inspectors for tax assessment purposes will give you an estimate of the value of your house, but that's not actually...
No, that's not for selling.
Right. That's not for selling.
Right, that's for what you'll be taxed upon. How close is that usually?
It's not.
Oh, it's not even remotely close.
No.
Mm-mm. Would it be under or over?
Over the assessed value. The county taxes will be below.
Okay. Yeah, it's way below.
Way below what your market value is.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Ballpark, whole different number.
Ballpark percentage, 10, 20, 30, or does it?
Oh, heck, I don't know. It depends.
It just depends.
Okay.
But yeah, it's always much
more. I got some equity I didn't even realize.
Well, yeah. I'll be happy to assist your property and definitely put a sign out for it. We've got a deal for you today.
No, we're happy.
Yes.
But no, you know, when some of these deals and, you know, these real estate deals get delayed in closing, it's not that either realtor didn't follow the timelines of that contract.
Correct.
Or the lender didn't follow timelines. It just happens that sometimes documents are still being waited, you know, still being waiting to be given to that lender. And until they have everything to send back through the final underwriting process, we can't get a clear to close. So it's not that somebody did something incorrectly. It just something got delayed during that process. And it happens.
What does title search mean? Does that mean someone may have a lien on the property in the past?
And correct. They want to make sure there's no clouds on the title.
Okay.
That.
How often does that happen? And give me an example.
Oh, it does happen. In fact, did you have one that just had some clouds?
I did. I had one that had some clouds. And just an example, there was one from a motor company that this seller, there was a lien against her for something that she didn't pay back. And so these are things that are found. And so what happens, that title company will then be able to get with that company that's got the lien on her property and get a payoff. And then so what happens at closing, all these liens will be taken care of, be paid off, and then that buyer will receive a clear title.
What happens if there's a lien on the property that no one knew about and it now belongs to someone else? Does the lien holder have a claim against the new owner and their ownership of the property?
Well, the seller purchases that owner's policy for the buyer.
That would be yes and no on that, because what happens with that is if you sell it and it has a cloud on it, as long as you have title insurance, it will be covered.
That's right.
But you get a lot of people that pay cash to go, oh, I don't need title insurance. It's like, yes, you do. Mm-hmm. Always have title insurance. We had one guy who didn't. And I don't think he can ever sell the house. There was so much cloud on that title, and he should have closed, and he should have. I got it with insurance, and he did not. Mm. And I can't imagine that he's ever going to be able to sell that house because there was so much. You know, it's one of those that you bought at the court steps.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know you should do, even if you're buying it. Now they do it online, but you, no matter what, you need to have a title search on there to make sure it has a clear title.
Right.
Because you're stuck with that. If you're insured, then we're good.
Okay.
The title company is going to go ahead and get that and handle that for you.
Will the insurance company go and try to recoup their loss? Is that normal, or they just?
Well, no, the title insurance just covers it.
Just covered it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all good. And we're going to be right back and talk more about what happens before closing on a real estate deal. So stay tuned on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles And please give us a call at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And you're listening to WBOB.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at AnitaHiles.com.
And you're trying to increase the followers to your Facebook page too, right?
Yes, which I was just about to bring up.
Okay.
Because I'm at 9,807 people on my Facebook, Rapid Fire Real Estate Facebook page. I'm trying to get to 10,000. So is anybody out there? I'm trying to reach 10,000. So I'm encouraging you to go to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles on Facebook and like my page. Please, I'm almost there. I need 200 more likes. And I don't know what happens when you reach 10,000. I know I'm going to be jumping up and down. And but I don't know. Maybe they send me balloons, you know, the Facebook page, you know, confetti with balloons on there if I get 10,000. But that is, I've been trying to reach that for a little time now, and I'm almost there.
Right.
So I'm hoping that you guys will help me out there. So please go to my Facebook page. And another thing I'm doing on Facebook right now, a lot of people here in Duval are very aware that we lost one of our JSO officers this weekend to a drunk driver.
So sad.
It is sad. And it was tough because we weren't sure if Jack Adams was going to make it. He's pulling through, which is great news. And then we were worried he was going to be paralyzed, but that's even looking like it's positive news. Everything so far has been good news since. So, with their two kids in the car coming back from the state championship game for Mandarin. And so I do have a GoFundMe page on my it is on Realty Executive Oceanside Jack's page. And it's also on my personal page, which I have open. Anybody can go to it. It's Anita Gonzalez Hiles. And so we're trying to raise some money to help them with medical expenses because he has a long road of recovery. And, you know, I'm sure he's going to run out of sick time and those things. So there's Bortles, yeah, he has one as well.
He's going to match it, $15,000. Anyone who can raise that much, he's going to match that amount.
Yes, which is fantastic. And so go to my page. $5, $10, it doesn't matter, any amount. We've had quite a few donations on there. And, you know, people are just donating a small amount. But that small amount.
Looks like it up to a little over $2,500 right now.
Yeah. So that little amount.
Yeah, makes a difference.
Goes a long way when everybody's contributing, you know, $5, $10. You know, every little bit. The way I look at it is we're giving back to somebody who has given to us. And of course, as all you guys know, obviously law enforcement officers, I have a soft spot in my heart since I'm a retired one myself from Southern California. So, you know, we're trying to help out the family in this respect. And so we wish them a tough recovery. And I want to say that, you know, all the way around on this, it's just sad.
The families involved.
Yeah. Even on the other side, the whole thing is just unfortunate. So we're trying to do something positive. And so you can contribute that. You can go to the fundraising area on Facebook and check it out and contribute if you can. Another thing we have coming up is we have Chris Hogan coming. Chris Hogan is part of Dave Ramsey Solutions, and I know they come to town quite a bit and put on their university. And so Chris Hogan is going to be with us January 9th from 5 to 6 p.m. And that's right, I said 5 to 6 p.m. because my show in January will be moving to 5 to 6 p.m.
Yeah, which is, you know, going to be a real big benefit because a lot of people who can't listen during, we appreciate the time you're on now and all the people tuning in. But in the afternoon during 5 and 6, there are a lot of people in their cars driving home from work at that time. So we expect the audience to probably be a little bit bigger at that point. So, you know, make sure you remember in January to listen at 5 o'clock.
That's right. And we're going to keep reminding you of that. And got some ads coming out, too, to remind our listeners. So we're all excited about the new move. And I am trying to get Roger to come with me. It's like, Lord, I know you start at 4 o'clock in the morning, but you know, that's a little overrated. You can stay. You can stay.
Okay.
That's the only downside. That's a big downside, I want you to know.
Really? Come on.
It's a huge downside.
People tune in to hear you, not me. You're the expert.
Yeah. Well, I think they tune in for both of us, but
you're being sweet.
You've been doing this quite a bit. I'm below the rookie stage. we call it in police work, I'm the boot.
Well, I have never, sold a property as a realtor before. I don't have a real estate license, and I like to think of myself as knowing a little bit about a lot of different things, though.
You do. You know a lot about real estate, and, it's unfortunate sometimes in our business. Sometimes transactions can be very difficult, mm-hmm. And luckily, you know, with Betty, Betty's awesome. You know, it doesn't matter if she has somebody tough or, you know, it's that easy breezy one deal. She always, always gets the job done, and she's real cool about it and with her clients. And that's why you have repeated business. I mean, you have constant repeat business, and not every real estate agent can say that. So I definitely applaud you on that.
Thank you.
Because it seems like lately we've had some really tough cases to get through to the end. And so share with us some other items that you had that were a little tough.
Well, I had one that lasted 12 weeks. And it was really between both sides, just both buyer and seller. But what it came down to were the repairs, and we never really got a definitive answer from the seller of exactly what she would do. It was just so vague, and that's what caused all the problems. And even though there was a document signed by both parties, the buyer ultimately was not happy. And so the day we went to do the walkthrough, the day we were supposed to close, he felt like the seller didn't do the repairs as he would have done them, so he wasn't satisfied with them. And lo and behold, he doesn't show up to closing, and he walks away and forgoes his binder, forgoes everything, and it was just a shock. So
yeah, and that property, if I remember correctly, was supposed to be purchased as is. And
well, no, not really. No, it wasn't. Repairs were going to be done, but again, everything.
But it
was
on an as-is contract, correct?
No, it was not.
Oh, okay. Okay, no. That must have been another one.
It was another one, but it just got so confused, and just everything got so muddy. At that point, you know, the buyer was just adamant that he was not satisfied and he was willing just to walk away. And he did. So
he did, because I remember being at the closing, the final walkthrough, because he was so difficult that I went to that. And he was running around the house with his head cut off. It was kind of sad to watch.
Did he have a binder up? Did he lose it?
He did.
Oh, he lost it.
Yeah. He lost everything. Yeah. Not only the binder, though, just to keep in mind, he lost all those inspections he did, the appraisals that he did. It was just a lot of money was gone.
Because he couldn't wait a couple of weeks.
Well, no, we didn't have an extension. We had already had an extension, but we were set to close. He wasn't happy with the repairs, even though they were completed.
Our final walkthrough was that morning, and closing, I think, was at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, that day.
If I remember correctly. And so... She did do, in fact, the repairs. And,
she did.
And she even went beyond the repairs, but for whatever reason, he wasn't happy with them. And he could have paid to have it reinspected, and he didn't. And, yeah, he didn't show up at 2 o'clock for closing. Never heard from him again.
So
how many, ballpark dollar amount, how much do you walk away from as far as money he invested?
That was a big house. That was a big chunk of money.
He did. He lost quite a bit.
He probably lost at least five grand.
Yeah. So for those of you who think that, you know, realtors come in and do the job, and 30 days later they get a paycheck, there's a lot more to it. There can be a lot of stress in certain transactions. So just keep that in mind, that we work for you and we do our very best.
That's right. And if you have any stories to share with us, give us a call at 904-222-8255.
Next week.
And you're, oh my God, next week. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
See what happens. Thank you. We'll see you next week.